Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you're from the South and you've ever bought a surprise little gift for a friend or family member just because, then you probably also know the term for that type of gift. Our next guest recently decided to turn that type of gift giving into an e-commerce business. Alan Simonette is founder of Circe, based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Alan, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
Give us an idea of how all of this got started and what it is actually that your company is now doing.
Most ideas come from some sort of pain, and my personal pain is not a great gift giver. I forget dates. You know, it sure would be nice if there was a site you could go to know the things that you probably used to know about your friends and family members that all of the connections that we have today don't really provide anymore. And that's the things that you love, the things that make you you, kind of telling your story, the charities you support, the guilty pleasures that you love but would normally not buy for yourself. You know, I wanted to be able to have a place where you could go and kind of see those things and know that when a holiday or a special event is coming up that you get something for them that they really, truly enjoy.
So something a little different than an Amazon wish list.
I think so, yes, on a couple of fronts. One, I think Amazon wish lists are very good, but I think they make it really difficult for you to add anything other than what's on Amazon, which is, you know, hard to find. But what Circe is going to do and is doing is allowing you to add gifts from anywhere, whether that's a website, whether that is a local store, whether that is on your friend's wrist. I really love that watch. You take a picture of it and you add it to your profile and people can see, hey, this is something that Mike really likes and Mike might really want for a gift. Circes are all about giving and sharing, because if I give you a present, it may be the right color, it may not be. It may be the right size, it may not be. So usually I'm going to hedge my bet and include the receipt in there as well in case it's something you don't like. Circes, by their very definition, are something that I know you're going to love because I know you, and this made me think of you, or I got you this because I love you.
Walk us through the process then of building this business from scratch, where there apparently, I guess you researched this and there was not anything out there.
Well, you know what? When I first talked with a friend of mine sitting on the beach after a particularly bad showing at giving some gifts, I kind of threw this out at him. Like, wouldn't there be great if there was an app you could go to? And of course, he said, yeah, I'd love that too. You know, you should do something with it. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll get right on that. You know, I had no idea. I've always worked for somebody. You know, I've always worked for a company. So I've never kind of went out on this entrepreneurial journey before. But I wasn't convinced that I was the only one that had ever had this idea. But most people, when I would tell them about it, would say, oh, you should do that. I've never heard of that before. And there are others that do it, but I think they become pretty much a limited registry.
How did you put this together? You had to first find a software developer, a website developer?
It's amazing what you can find on Google. I Googled website developers in Greenville, and lo and behold, there was a list of them. So I went to each of them and, you know, but at the time, this was just an idea. It was something in my head. It wasn't something that I had drawn out or had a PowerPoint of or anything like that. So the company I work with kind of put us through kind of a lab type of setting. They asked questions. I gave answers. I would like it to look like this or do this. And they were able to kind of put a model together to allow me to see what was in my head. And did that work? That's where it began.
And so you got that built up and running?
Yes.
With their assistance?
Yes.
And then, of course, you've got to find customers. How did you market this?
Well, two ways. One is basically through friends and family. I mean, they're going to be the ones that kind of embrace it at first. And if you make a mistake or two, they're going to be a little bit more forgiving than the market as a whole. And then there's also Facebook. But what we would also like to do is meet you out there where you are too, and be able to send out emails and blogs about particular user profile gift giving.
And so then what is your business model? Do your customers who create these pages at your site, their profiles, are they paying a fee, or are the retailers sharing part of the sale with you?
The latter. We do have thousands of partners that you can shop their stores and bring those gifts over to your profile. Cersei gets a portion of that sale.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for taking time to visit our studio today.
Thank you.
Alan Simonette is founder of Cersei, based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.